Good morning. Today we're going to briefly discuss a key component of urban planning, livability. What makes a city a truly good place to live? While economic opportunities are important, research increasingly shows that access to green spaces, like parks, community gardens, and riverside paths, is essential for the well-being of residents. First, let's consider the environmental impact. Urban green spaces play a critical role in reducing air pollution. Trees absorb carbon dioxide and other pollutants, releasing clean oxygen. This has a direct positive effect on the physical health of the population. Second, there's the effect on mental health. Numerous studies have shown that spending even a short amount of time in a natural environment can significantly reduce stress and improve mood. In a bustling, often chaotic city, a quiet park can be a vital place for relaxation and mental rest. Finally, these spaces foster a sense of community. When people gather in a park for a picnic or work together in a community garden, it strengthens social bonds and reduces feelings of isolation that can be common in large cities. Therefore, investing in green spaces is not just about making a city look prettier, it's about making it healthier and happier for everyone.
Number 6. What is the main topic of the lecture? Number 7. According to the lecturer, how do trees improve the city environment? Number 8. What is mentioned as a direct benefit of green spaces on mental health? Number 9. How do green spaces help to reduce feelings of isolation? Number 10. What is the lecturer's main point?